This is the great show I had from the Hellfire Symphony, and you're listening to the Oversell Podcast. Stay tuned with them, or I'm going to send you to hell.
It is episode 81, and we are talking Royal Rumble, my favorite pay-per-view of the year. Get ready. This is the Oversell Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oversell Podcast. My name is Derek.
And I am Mike.
Dustin Five Star is going to be joining us here in a little bit. Before he gets here, I wanted to talk. A few weeks ago, we had the mid-season finale of Lucha Underground, which I thought it was a great show.
Yes.
Matanza is a monster, and he's probably one of the, I think he right now, he is one of the best wrestling monsters in professional wrestling, period.
And he got away with murder, because I'm pretty sure Azteca Jr. is dead.
But, you know, it's just that show, you know, every different wrestling show has its flavor. And this is more like kind of like a horror thriller movie type of production that has wrestling.
Yeah, it's like watching a movie with wrestling in the middle.
And this, I think the storylines are great. You know, there's still a lot more they have to get to, like the whole Battle of the Seven Tribes and stuff like that. But there's a lot of backstory, and it's a fun, different type of show to watch than you get every week from watching Raw, which is
it's a chore.
It's not just a chore, but it's almost the same thing every week. Now, this week, I thought Raw was great. We'll get into it a little bit more when Dustin calls in.
But, like, you know, I'm fairly new to Lucha Underground now. And one thing that it makes me laugh, because I don't fully understand it, is how it's got the Han and Chewie vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that two wrestlers will be having conversation, one of them speaking Spanish, one of them speaking English, but they both understand each other perfectly.
Mm-hmm. That, like Sexy Star and Mac.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah, every week it's
it's Han and Chewie.
So this week in the mid-season finale, before we get into it, Matt Stryker and Vampiro. I love them on commentary.
Oh, they're great. I love Vampiro.
Vampiro's great. Matt Stryker is an amazing commentator.
Yeah.
He did Wrestle Kingdom 9, I think, a couple years ago, and he knew so much about all the wrestlers performing in the show, and he knows the backstory on all these guys, and him and Vampiro make a great combo.
Absolutely. And, you know, Matt, he knows what he's talking about. He's not one of them that's just calling generic moves, and, you know, he's obviously not the color commentator. I mean, he's knowledgeable about the product, and if something happens in the ring, he can explain it and tell you exactly what it was.
You got to watch a little bit of Wrestle Kingdom 11. Steve Corino and Kevin Kelly just did not do it for me.
No.
I just didn't like
it. I mean, like, we talked about it, you know, a couple weeks ago. There was a couple times where they didn't recognize the people that were coming out in the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
You know, they were, hey, that's so-and-so. No, that's not him. That's so-and-so.
Yeah, Matt Stryker would have done a little bit more homework.
Right. Yeah.
Opened up with a promo between, or a skit between Rey Mysterio and El Dragon Azteca Jr. to kind of set up what goes on in the night. First match was El Tejano versus Joey Ryan. And we were talking before we started the show. I'm just not a Joey Ryan fan. I don't get his appeal. Like, what?
He hasn't done anything to impress me. And like we were saying, you know, he had a funny bit at one time, and, you know, it got his name out there because what he was doing was out there.
Yeah, the dick toss or whatever it was.
And you know, it got people talking about him. People started looking him up online, and he had about 7 minutes of fame. But when you actually see him wrestle, I haven't been that impressed.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's doing his own thing. I can congratulate him from that. And I'm not hating on the guy. It's just, it's not for me.
Right.
Famous B was involved in the match. Looks like he's trying to get into a program with Tejano. And Famous B coming out dressed in the whole cowboy garb thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. And his assistant, whatever her name is, whore number one. After that, We got after they came back from a break, we got a in-ring promo on Lucha Underground, which doesn't happen that often. Usually, right. It's those pre-recorded things. And Johnny Mundo talking about this, that, and the other. And that's going to set up the Mac and Mundo for the title later on in the show.
Right.
Next match was Cage versus Veneno. And those dudes with what's her face? Cobra Moon.
Yeah.
Those dudes scare me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool that they use these different type of masks in Lucha Underground. Like,
yeah.
You got Pentagon Jr. or Pentagon Dark now with the mask and then face paint underneath it.
Right.
Which is it's when I first saw Pentagon Jr., I'm like, that dude looks fucking awesome.
Drago still has the coolest fucking mask.
You think Drago does?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
It's insane.
Yep. Cage versus. Oh, go ahead.
What's the new guy's name? I can't remember now. The really huge guy with them.
Veneno. Veneno. Not Veneno. Let's see. I don't know.
I know his real name is Austin, but because he was the guy that was on Big Brother a couple years ago.
Veneno is a guy that accepts the open door policy of Lucha Underground, and I think he got destroyed by Cage. And you know, they're doing this story where he got that gauntlet,
right?
At the beginning of the season, there was that Dr. Claw type figure that was talking to it, and he was holding that gauntlet. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes on. Let's see. Next up, we had death match. El Dragon S. Taka Jr. versus the Monster Matanza. And those guys beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
Like I said, Matanza is, for a big man, he should not be able to do some of the moves he does. But when he hits a standing moonsault, I mean, that's incredible.
That's scary as shit.
That is 250 pounds coming down on top of you. I remember the first time I saw him come out, and it was at Aztec Warfare last season. And I was like, oh, my God, this is how you book a monster. He goes in there, destroys everything, no-sells everything. You can't hurt the guy. And Azteca Jr. did what he could to do it, but he ended up paying a big price in that match.
He was murdered. We witnessed a death in wrestling.
Yep. Insane, going through the roof of Dario's office, which is not the first time they've done it, but every time they do it, it just...
Yeah.
See, and then Rey Mysterio got his ass whooped some after that, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I guess... Did the Mac match not happen? Or is that... Did the Worldwide Underground just beat him down? I thought that match would... Maybe my weeks are starting to run together.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. Because that was actually like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Right.
And I know they had the match... Yeah, they had a match like prior to all that. I think the week before, and that was just like a teaser.
Yeah,
match
winner got to pick the
stipulation,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
After the show ends, we see Melissa Santos being watched, and there's good. I can't wait for more backstory on why Marty the Moth is so infatuated and just very intrigued by Melissa Santos, just standing there out there watching him. And then he ends up getting kidnapped by Mariposa. And next thing he comes to, and he's all tied up and stuff. And the crazy thing is, he wasn't scared.
No.
He was excited. He was laughing. The Marty the Moth character is the best character.
He's a creepy dude.
He is just an extremely creepy dude, but I love it.
But I can understand the infatuation with Melissa Santos.
Oh, and there's Skype starting up. But that's it from the mid-season finale of Lucha Underground. When are they coming back? Let's see.
I have not seen that.
Promo airs for the second half, which is set to begin this summer. So, folks.
Oh, so, we got some time.
Got some time. Folks, if you have El Rey Network, watch Lucha Underground. It is such a fun show, and I promise you will not regret it. Now, keep in mind, it's on the El Rey Network, and it is definitely PG-13, maybe rated R sometimes due to language and the violence, but it's a fun product.
It's different. I mean, it's not like any other wrestling show you've ever seen on TV. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And like we said, it's like watching a movie It's like watching a movie on TV and all the commercial breaks are wrestling matches.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I'm just happy that finally I have El Rey Network. Because not only that, but like during the day, El Rey Network runs some great shows.
Like Knight Rider and Airwolf and...
Airwolf and Knight Rider, and there's the actual Memphis Wrestling Moment music I just started up. Fun stuff. We got the Royal Rumble this weekend. I still need to watch the WWE UK tournament.
I still haven't watched it.
It's just, there's so much. You know, we had SmackDown Live next week, which you weren't here last week.
Yeah.
Let's go into it. What'd you think?
It was an okay show. I mean, it may have been better if we would have had better seats than we were.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like the whole opening thing. Shane came out and then AJ and Miz.
Tell me something. That crowd.
Yeah.
How hot was that crowd when Shane O'Mac came out? I mean, it was just.
Oh, yeah. Roof blew off.
I mean, it's. Right now, and I said it last week, SmackDown is just the better show.
But, I mean, how long has it been since Memphis has seen Shane?
That's true.
Live.
Very live. Very long time.
I really liked what Cena was doing during that. Just being real goofy, just egging him on. He said that.
And you know, Miz and AJ Styles were on point. Their promo was great. It didn't seem like a two-hour show to me.
No.
It was very quick. There's only three matches, I think.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining from the moment they started the show until the end. I mean, it's this.
Yeah, time went by quick. It wasn't like, you know, sitting there and watching Raw for 3 hours.
We got Miz, AJ Styles,
right,
which I thought was a great match. I mean, I'm happy as a pro wrestling fan to finally get to see someone like...
Finally got to see AJ Styles wrestle.
Oh, my God. And he is so awesome. He is just the best in the business right now. We got... What other match was there?
I mean, we know the main event.
Yeah.
But I don't remember...
There's another...
Off the top of my head, right in the middle of...
Well, we had the Lawler segment where he ended up getting super kicked, which the crowd was really torn on. I mean, it was... Split 50-50 on people who wanted to see him get super.
I know people sitting around us wanted to see Lawler
kicked. Dreadhead Kev wanted to see Lawler get kicked in the face. I'm like, come on, man. It's Lawler. Who cares?
I mean, this is Memphis.
This is Memphis.
You cheer him.
We got the big reveal of who La Luchador is, and it was so awesome. I mean, the cage match I thought was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Seeing Becky Lynch do her little stomp kick on the top rope, but using the top rope, using the cage too, I thought was like, it was incredible.
The cage match to me seemed a little slow. It's like, it's almost like before the match, they were told, okay, you can't do too much. You know, this is, it almost seemed like this match is more centered around La Luchadora, you know, at the end.
Yeah. Which I thought the payoff was great.
Yeah.
What did you think, Mickie James coming back?
When she got up there, and when you first saw her, you knew that was not the same girl that had been in those tights, you know, previous weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw those curves and you had already heard the rumors, you knew that was Mickie James.
Yep.
But it's funny, the guy sitting next to me, he was like, who is that? And like, he had no idea. And, you know, I told him, I was like, no, it's probably, you know, that there's a good chance that's Mickie James. And when she got in there and started, like, moving around, you know, they started beating down Becky, he was like, no, I don't think that's Mickie James because she looks like a rookie. Like, she doesn't know where she's supposed to be right now. I was like, all right, dude, maybe you're right.
Whatever you say.
You know, hey. And then the mask came off, and you see her shocked at first, and then she just gives that Mickie James smile. And
and I like it's crazy Mickie James that's probably coming back, too.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a quick interview with them afterwards. She didn't say a word. And Alexa Bliss was her only comment was, and still, your WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss.
And Alexa is my favorite diva right now, women's wrestler. Yeah,
We don't use the diva term here.
Right.
But, dude, she's been killing it since she's come up from the main roster. She's made herself must-watch on TV. I think her mic work's been great.
When she first came up, I thought it was too early.
Me too.
You know, as soon as she came up, I was like, really? You know, Alexa Bliss? But then she's gone, you know, above and beyond every expectation so far.
She got engaged to recently too.
I think
today. Yeah, she was. I don't know if it's Blake or Murphy.
Yeah, it's one of
the two.
They're the same person.
I didn't get to ask you this last week, but we've had our first name for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
And what are your thoughts?
Well-deserved. I'm very excited to see him back in WWE. I mean, you know, everything he's said so far and everything that's been said is, you know, the only thing they've discussed is the Hall of Fame. You know, haven't talked about a match or anything like that. But just being, just knowing that, you know, in a couple months, guaranteed, we will see him on WWE programming.
I think it's going to be, before in a couple of months.
Oh, hopefully.
I'm thinking.
But from this point right now, you are guaranteed to see him WrestleMania weekend.
Yes, yes. I think you're going to see him this weekend. And hopefully. I can't wait to hear that. Dun, 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 dun. God, I hope I'm seeing it. You know, I'm in a Facebook group for another podcast. It's called the BYOCB Show, and we're doing, we did a random drawing. Everybody that got in, it's $20.
Right.
You get three numbers. And I got some crappy numbers. I got like 3, 9, and 19. Like,
three could be exciting.
Three. Well, and it's not just if your guy wins. It's right. A point. There's points.
Right.
So maybe I get like, you know, maybe I get Roman Reigns and he comes in and gets a lot of
eliminations. Yeah.
I mean, there's points for eliminations. We set up a whole bunch of them. If it takes more than one guy to eliminate your guy, you get a couple of points.
Nice.
It's a lot of stuff. So it's not right. Just if your guy wins.
Yeah.
You get this. Now, how the dude's going to keep track of all that stuff is beyond me. But
it's like when we used to do our own, you know, fantasy wrestling.
Yeah. How did that work out?
It was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot of fucking work.
And then come to find out, the WWE came up with their own fantasy wrestling shortly after that, and pretty much the same thing.
The same exact thing that we did. But fantasy stuff like that's fun when you're sitting there watching it with a group, you know, of friends, and you're like, you know, rooting for people that you don't even like just because you have them. You know?
I remember at WrestleMania one year we did like a $5 pick'em thing, and the tiebreaker was like who wins the gimmick battle royal. It was 17, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 17.
And somebody actually had to go to the tiebreaker, and they had Iron Sheik.
I'm
like, you son of a gun.
Yep. Oh, who was it that won? Because it was
a guy that worked at Putt Putt on the range.
That's right. Because he wasn't even there, but he was in the pool.
And I'm an honorable guy, and I'm going to make sure he got it. So. Mike, while we're waiting on Dustin Five Star to go call in, let's go through the WWE or WWE the NXT Takeover card.
Yes, NXT Takeover San Antonio, which is the night before the Royal Rumble, because that's when they do all the takeovers, is before the Big Four.
Yep.
Looks like starting out Roderick Strong versus Andrade Cien Almas.
Okay. Should be a good match. Roderick Strong is a good worker. Cien Almas, I'm not too big on the guy.
Yeah, hadn't impressed me that much, but Roderick Strong's always like real crisp in the ring and good worker.
I'm going to take Roderick Strong to win that match.
Yeah, you better.
Next.
Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young.
Now, that match is going to be fun.
Yeah. I've liked Eric Young for a long time.
I've liked Eric Young.
He's crazy.
I'm thinking this is going to be a big weekend for Ty Dillinger because...
Possibly.
If the WWE was smart right now, they would capitalize and they would make him number 10 in the Rumble.
But he's coming he's coming out at 11.
Now,
just to piss off people.
I really hope... I mean, it would be great if he came out in 10.
Oh, yeah.
Next match. Oh, I've got Dillinger to win.
Yeah, he should, even though I really want Eric Young to win.
Jesus!
NXT Tag Team Championship match, DIY versus Authors of Pain.
This is going to be a great match. You have the antithesis of tag teams here. You have the quick, better wrestler, worker guys, and you have the two badass,
right,
big pounding Samoans led to the ring by Paul Ellering.
Yeah.
I am going to take, I think DIY right now, they're going to keep it.
Yeah, they're keeping it. Team.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You got the big WrestleMania weekend, and that is when I think they'll lose the titles.
Okay. Women's Championship, Fatal 4-Way.
Ooh.
Asuka, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, and Nikki Cross.
Jesus!
Exactly.
Man, that's a hard one to call, actually, I think. I don't know.
Smart money, you would think Asuka retains.
Yeah.
Like over the three that are in there, I mean, nothing against them, but none of them are that big
yet. Who was the last person?
Nikki Cross.
Is she new to NXT?
New to me.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm a little behind.
I'm a little bit behind in NXT, too, but I think she's somewhat new to the scene, so you can eliminate her.
But this is one of those ways where if you wanted to take it off Asuka, since it's a fatal four-way, she's not the one that gets pinned. And so, you know, it doesn't necessarily hurt her because she's not the one that lost the match.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not an elimination match.
Doesn't say it is.
Okay. Who knows? They could change that last minute, make an elimination match.
But I still think Asuka's going to win.
I think Asuka's going to win, too.
Jesus!
NXT Championship match. Shinsuke Nakamura versus the glorious one.
Glorious!
Bobby Roode.
And I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. The battle of who's going to have the better entrance this weekend. That's
all this match is about.
You know, Bobby Roode's going to come out first. It's going to be this amazing entrance.
Yep.
And then Nakamura is just going to, all he needs is some dude with a violin. It's going to be even better. That one with the single violin, man, that was such a cool entrance.
It was great.
But, man, I'm excited. I can't wait for this match.
I really, really want Bobby Roode to win, but I don't think it's time yet.
I think Nakamura is a day after WrestleMania.
Right.
Or 2 days after WrestleMania, depending on what show he's on.
Right.
Kevin in the chat room said it too. I've got Nakamura keeping the belt. I've got Nakamura keeping the belt.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm good. But I really, really want Bobby Roode to win.
Yeah. It's so, you know, and I hope it does, and I hope it doesn't. I want this NXT card to be better than the Rumble, but, you know.
It's the Rumble.
This is my favorite pay-per-view of the year. WrestleMania typically is the best WWE pay-per-view of the year, but this is the Royal Rumble. 30 men.
What? 6 hours. Counting the pre-show, which has two matches on it.
2 hours for two matches. What the hell? What are the two matches? Well, we can wait till.
Yeah, I mean, I've got it pulled up now if you want to know.
Let's see. Yeah, we can just go, or I don't know. I'll just
answer your question, and we'll determine if we want to talk about it or not.
Okay.
Two kickoff matches, Sasha Banks and Nia Jax.
That's on a pre-show?
Yeah. And this is the one that pisses me off.
Jack Gallagher, good.
The Raw Tag Champions, Raw Tag Team Championship match, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Gallows and Anderson. That's on the kickoff show.
That does piss me off.
Title matches should not be on the kickoff show.
Well, then how many matches are on the main card?
Counting the Rumble itself, 4.
So you're going to have a 4-hour show with 4 matches. I mean, granted, the Rumble will take, an hour?
Yeah, the Rumble should take over an hour.
And they'll probably, maybe 45 minutes, you know, somewhere in there, it'll be.
Well, here recently, now I know we had the whole big thing about the trivia question a few weeks ago.
And we can talk about that right now. I looked it up. Shawn Michaels won that Rumble. Iron Man in that Rumble. I'm doing this for Dan.
Yeah.
That Rumble was only 38 minutes long, which is why he didn't make that list.
Right, yeah. And I remember that because we looked it up right afterwards. But I think me and Dan were both still thinking of more recent years where they came out like 1.5 to 2 minutes apart. And the matches, you know, the Rumbles all hour. I didn't realize they only went, you know, they came out every minute.
There's been some Rumbles here and there that seemed like they're really quick. But
In recent memory, though, I pretty much.
My list was right.
Yeah.
So both of you. I was right. I was like, I'm sure this list I was going by was right. And turns out I was.
Yeah. and I won that one, so I didn't care.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Oh, did you hear it? Listen, last week's?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, my God. It was a tough one. It was me and Rich. We actually got Rich back on. And you were able to hear him.
Oh, sweet.
And we both lost because of Hulk fucking Hogan.
All right. What was the question?
It was. There were five. I forget how it was. There was only five answers to it, but it was. Was it five people who won multiple Rumbles? No. I don't remember.
If that was the case, Stone Cold, HBK, Batista,
Triple H, Jericho.
Jericho never won the Rumble, did he?
No, I'm thinking of something. Yeah. Jericho's won two Rumbles.
Jericho won Rumble?
Yeah, Jericho's won two Rumbles.
When?
Hold on. Because I got my list from...
Because I don't believe that one.
Because of the... Oh, never mind. He was the Iron Man a couple of times in a couple of Rumbles.
Okay, because I don't remember him winning a Rumble.
Maybe that changes this year. Is he in the Rumble match? Is he defending the U.S. title?
Yeah, I think he's in the Rumble itself, but then he's also...
In the cage match, in the shark cage.
Yeah, he's in the shark cage.
Which, is the Rumble... Do you think the Rumble goes on last? The Rumble's got to go on last, right?
It better. Ugh. Because that's the whole point of the show.
Yeah. And it's more fun that way. You get to end on the big match, and it's going to be really interesting. The way Raw went off the air, you had Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, and The Undertaker all
in
the ring.
That was amazing.
Just
that picture of them three.
This past Raw was actually really good for a change. It was a very good
show. I haven't watched all of it. I've read everything that happened. I've seen bits and pieces, but... Just them three in the ring all at the same time.
Just looking at each other. Not a punch was thrown.
I mean, that was the first time that Taker and Goldberg have been in the same ring together, right?
Probably, yeah, because I think he was a Raw superstar back in the other brand split, wasn't he? The Goldberg.
Yeah.
And Undertaker was doing SmackDown at the time, and I don't think there was much crossover.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever been. Because, awesome. I mean, this is Goldberg's first Rumble also.
Yeah, and I think that was back in the Biker Taker day, so that definitely was...
It may have been at the tail end of it, yeah.
Yeah. The dumbass Biker Taker.
That was great.
No, it wasn't. There was nothing great
awesome.
About it.
He kept rolling.
But yeah, this Raw, I thought, was really good. A lot of great promos. Goldberg's promo.
Yeah,
I don't know if he knocked himself a little goofy there, but...
Yeah, that's what he said.
He kind of stumbled through it.
Because he came out, like, bleeding.
Yeah, yeah.
And he posted that, you know... It was because of his, like, pre-match ritual where he, like, bangs his head on the wall. And then he said, yeah, I may have knocked myself a little loopy there because the promo didn't come out that great.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe Goldberg, at your age, smacking your head into a locker or a wall is not the smartest.
And then go in the middle, like, standing in the middle of, like, fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, I would have been not goofy as well.
But, I saw Big Show coming out.
He looks good.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight. He looks great.
He looks like the only weight he lost was his gut.
Yeah.
Like, he is still, like, you know, huge, you know, like, shoulder-wise, arms, you know, just his whole build, but he just lost all of that gut.
Yep. Yep.
And then seeing him just, you know, eye-to-eye with Strowman, that was...
Pretty
cool
moment.
That was pretty intense, yeah.
I still think you're going to get out of this, you're going to get something something big from Undertaker and Braun Strowman. I think there's just some sort of...
See, I like all the build-up and, like, the little hints and, you know, possibilities and rumors. You know, at some point you could see, you know, Undertaker and Strowman face-to-face in the Rumble. Or, you know, you could see Goldberg face-to-face with Undertaker, you know, and just, you know, people that you haven't seen yet together. And... It's rare that that happens now because basically everybody's been in a match with everybody.
Seth Rollins is not in the Rumble anymore.
Yes.
And that was brilliantly done.
Yeah.
The Cerebral Assassin strikes again.
Mm-hmm.
And that match, first off, the match was great too. And I saw Andrew Zarian at Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. He's posting the Matt Men Podcast. I saw him post this. That is WWE's answer to Okada and Omega. And if you see that at WrestleMania, that could be the next six-star match.
Yeah. And that's the long-term goal.
You think so?
Is Rollins and Triple H.
I meant Rollins and Zayn.
Oh.
If they put that on at WrestleMania.
Oh, no,
and those
no.
guys,
that's not happening. It's going to be Rollins and Triple H.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. And it's going to be a good match.
Sami Zayn just got the better end of it because it got him a win finally.
Yep. Let's see.
But, you know, Seth Rollins is going to make his presence felt at the Rumble somehow. They're at the pay-per-view.
Luke Gallows got a win on Raw. That was nice.
Yeah.
I like the build-up they're doing between Bayley and Charlotte. Those pre-recorded interviews I thought were really good. Let's see. Got a little cruiserweight action.
Oh, something I want to go back on real quick that I forgot to mention from when we went to SmackDown, 205 Live.
That was fun to watch.
Jack Gallagher, his match was great.
Yes. Yes,
it was very entertaining. You know, I feel sorry for the guys at 205 Live because since it was after SmackDown, a lot of the crowd left.
Yep.
But that match was entertaining. You know, all the stuff he kept doing every time he kept, you know, finding a new umbrella. The submission he ended up winning with,
that was
hooking
awesome.
The umbrella through his arms and choking him, and you know
that was great.
I'm a Jack Gallagher fan.
If I
can get his name right,
yeah. And then the other match that night wasn't Rich Swann. It was Cedric Alexander versus
Tony Nese.
I got to see
Tony Nese.
Tony Nese is badass, man. Yeah. I like him. But Jack Gallagher is starting to become the face of, next to Neville, the face of 205 Live.
And Neville's been killing it recently.
Yeah,
since he came back and he's heel now, he's been killing
it. I think him and Rich Swann are going to have a great match at the Rumble. Let's see. We got Reigns and Jericho happened on Raw. Yeah. You know, I did like Kevin Owens going up in the shark cage and Chris Jericho holding on and then catching that's a kind of a dangerous bump to take.
Mm-hmm.
But Jericho's the old vet. He knows how to do it.
He's going to do it.
And he's got DDP yoga to help him stay in shape. Let's see. Nia Jax beat the shit out of Ray Lynn.
Imagine that.
30 seconds. I like that. Rich Swann defeated Noam Dar. And I like this storyline. I like how crazy Alicia Fox is back.
Too. Oh, yeah.
I didn't like her when she went with the Bellas and was just... whatever. When she was crazy, she was so much more fun to watch.
And it was still hilarious, the backstage one with Nia Jax when she actually hit her and then freaked out for like half a second.
Yep. Let's see. We got a Paul Heyman promo.
Yeah, yeah.
Always good to see Paul Heyman right before a major pay-per-view. That was the Goldberg, I've knocked myself loopy and I'm back in second grade.
Yeah.
Let's see what anything else we missed in the show. Braun Strowman, Titus O'Neil, Rusev, Jinder Mahal, which was a very interesting tag team.
Yeah.
Defeated Enzo Amore, Big Cass, and Kofi Kingston. But we got to see Big Show.
Yeah.
Come back in that match. And
I mean, when was the last time you were excited to see Big Show?
It's been a while, man.
I mean, for years he's just been, you know, that throw-in guy, you know, at a big pay-per-view, you know,
or
WrestleMania or Rumble.
He's the I got to lose to a celebrity guy.
Yeah, basically. But, I mean, he's a gracious veteran, you know. He understands that he's at the tail end of his career. He's going to put over the younger guys.
Mustafa Ali, have you seen? He did a reverse 450.
Wow.
That shit's scary. But he got him, TJ Perkins, and Jack Gallagher got the win over Aria Davari, Tony Nese, and Drew Gulak.
Right.
How much of a workhorse is Drew Gulak?
He's putting in work.
He looks great in his matches. He's kind of like the jobber for 205 Live right now, but, I mean, he's doing some good work, I think. Let's see. Anything
else?
And
they are talking about starting to do 205 Live before SmackDown.
I would hope so. I'd hope so.
You're catching the people coming in, but there's going to be more people coming in than people that are staying late.
You know, I thought for most of it, the crowd stayed.
For the most part.
Yeah, it wasn't like a really mass exodus. I mean, we would have known had there was a big mass exodus, but I can't tell you why, because I'm not going to get in trouble. But, overall, we got SmackDown Live tonight, and you know what's cool about SmackDown Live tonight is Randy Orton and Luke Harper are taking on each other.
Yep.
Gonna be fun to watch. I can't wait.
I'm interested to see where that's gonna go.
I think this is just. Actually, here's what's gonna happen. Whoever wins is gonna get beat down by Bray Wyatt right afterwards to teach them both a lesson.
I can see that.
I think they should keep the family together as it is right now. We'll keep Randy as a bad guy. Keep Randy as a part of it. Don't break him up. It's not time for him to turn on it yet. Because that's one thing, if you remember back when Bray Wyatt had Daniel Bryan, that just went too quickly. And I understand why, because the people were just still going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
For the best thing, that the best way they could have done it was take Daniel Bryan off TV for a couple of weeks and maybe show him in the compound tied up in a chair or something with a gag in his mouth and or something like that, to where Bray Wyatt is beating him into submission to join him. And
I mean, I really wish they would go back to something like that where they would just abduct people, you know, because they did that with Kane, and then that was very short-lived.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kane came back, and he went back to being corporate Kane. It wasn't really even acknowledged.
Yeah, it didn't do anything, yeah.
So,
but, I mean, if the Wyatt family just came out and just started abducting people and, like, making the family bigger, that could be huge. You know, they just start running through everybody.
Yeah, and you got the talent to do it.
Yeah.
There's plenty of folks out there. Well, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go through the Royal Rumble, and hopefully we'll have a trivia segment with Dustin Five Star. Stick around. This is the Oversell Podcast. Welcome back to the Oversell Podcast, and it is time to get into the talk that everyone is waiting for. It is Royal Rumble time.
Yes!
Let's go through the card, Mike.
All right, as we've already mentioned, kickoff show that starts, I don't know, doesn't it start in like 20 minutes or something?
It starts right after church. Yeah. That's when it starts.
Okay, all right. Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax on the kickoff show.
I mean, you got a four-hour show. Why? I mean, it's just so confusing the way they do these things sometimes. I think this is a good way to get Nia Jax launched a little bit more and giving her a clean win over Sasha Banks.
Jesus!
Nia has to win.
Yeah, this is for her. Where,
I mean, everybody loves Sasha.
I love Sasha.
Want to see her win, but they have to keep booking Nia as a monster.
Yep. Speaking of monsters, looks like we got SmackDown Live going on as well, and the Bray Wyatt is making this entrance. That entrance, when you're inside the arena,
it's so great live.
It's
ridiculous how bright it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just insane. And it's really cool. I think Dreadhead Kev was really, really enamored by that entrance.
Yeah.
Let me get a piece of paper here so I can write down our predictions to see who wins.
Alrighty.
So that was Nia versus
Sasha.
Sasha. Nia versus Sasha. Mike took
Nia.
Nia. D took Nia. Next match.
The one that pisses me off, the Raw Tag Team Championship match, is on the kickoff show. Cesaro and Sheamus defending against Gallows and Anderson.
You know, I want to be excited for this match, too, because it's going to be a great match, a great tag match, but it's on the pre-show, and I have a hard time thinking a title will change on the pre-show.
On the pre-show, yeah. And Gallows and Anderson deserve it. But
they deserve to win it in a big stage.
Right. Or at least, I mean, if you're going to do it on kickoff show, you might as well just do it on Raw.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, they won a couple of weeks ago, and it got reversed because Sheamus hit a referee accidentally. And, excuse me. Let's see here. Or who are you going to take to win?
I don't know. I mean, I really want Gallows and Anderson to win it.
I'm going to take the club.
But because I'm going to go with Cesaro and Sheamus retaining, I'm going to say that retaining, you know, they could lose, but still keep the titles somehow. And that may be an ongoing thing for a little while, you know. It may happen something like it did last time where Gallows and Anderson should have won, but, oh no, the ref overturned it because, you know, he got hit.
Let's see. All right, next match.
Cruiserweight Championship match, Rich Swann versus Neville.
Rich Swann versus Neville.
This should be a very, very entertaining match.
Yeah, I've hold on. I think we actually may get Dustin Five Star to call in as we're getting into the main card.
All right.
So we can just get quick. I can get quick. And now joining us for some main card talk on the for the Royal Rumble. And Dustin, we may have to upgrade you now that we've had our first six-star match ever rated by Dave Meltzer. Do we need to start calling you Six Star?
I watched that match only because you asked me to. And I can tell you it was good, but it was not six star. Come on.
I thought it was. I was entertained, but I also catch New Japan Pro Wrestling a lot more frequently.
That's a whole different podcast, but I was listening to Jim Cornette, and I agree with what he said that, you know, it depends on, you know, who you are at the time, where you are at the time, your memories. Like, I always loved Hogan versus Warrior WrestleMania 6, Toronto Sky Dome, 93,000 people for the Ultimate Challenge. Like, that's my favorite match of all time, but not because it was the best match, but because when I was a kid, I was like, that's what I want to do. That's my favorite match.
Yeah, I agree.
You see what
absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, going back to the Ultimate Warrior 2, he was like the first ever, for me, he was like the first ever comic book hero in a human form.
Oh, man. Yeah, so when I was a kid, I wanted to look like the Ultimate Warrior.
I did too.
I was like, I'm gonna be jacked just like that. How do I do it? I swear, like, he's so great.
So let's get into that. We just finished up our pre-show predictions for the Nia Jax and Sasha Banks match. Mike took Nia. I took Nia. Who you taking, Dustin?
I'm taking the Boss.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
The Boss.
Now,
yes.
Let me ask you this. The Raw Tag Team titles are being defended on the pre-show. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Well, you're looking at it. It's a different time now. It's not the pay-per-view. It's not like a. It's really not a pre-show, really. I mean,
that's true.
It's all on WWE Network now.
That's true.
And they're on the show. The guys are getting paid. You get an extra match. It's not really for the live crowd, I guess, because people, you know, I don't imagine the crowd would be full at that time. So, really, you're just getting an extra match on the network.
Okay.
I think it's cool. But I see what you're saying, but I guess you just look at it. I mean, they made the show.
Yeah, and they call the main card, and it's 4 hours, but only four matches, which is...
And granted, the Rumble itself will take...
Yeah,
you know,
it'll take an hour.
I mean, counting, you know, the build-up to it, you know, the promo for it right beforehand, and then
how
everybody
many video
coming
packages
out.
Are they going to play?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. Who's going to walk out the Raw Tag Team titles, Dustin?
Okay, so tell me who all's in the match.
Cesaro and Sheamus versus The Club.
I guess you got to keep The Club, right?
I said
why
The Club.
Give it back to...
And Mike said Cesaro and Sheamus.
I said they will retain. They may lose, but they're still keeping the titles.
I wish they had put the titles on The Club a lot sooner.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They lost a lot of steam. I think they just have a lot of work to do to get them back where they were. There was a mystique about them with AJ Styles before, you know, how they teased that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then they made them do comedy for so long. Now they want us to believe in them again.
You know, those first two weeks the Club premiered when they just came out and kicked somebody's ass.
Yeah.
But that was the best way to do it. Then, I still have flashbacks of horror when they did that doctor stuff with
terrible
Brooke.
Dana Brooke.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that was so horrible. So moving on to the main card, first match we've got is the Cruiserweight Championship match. We've got
Rich Swann versus Neville.
You think Neville's going to win it?
Absolutely. He's the guy.
He's been killing it.
Cruiserweight, man.
I wish he would have been at 205 Live because it would have been neat to see him wrestle live.
Yeah.
But it was, he's still...
He's one of my favorite wrestlers.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Mike, who you got?
Oh. See, I'm thinking it's too soon to take it off of Swan. But Neville's so hot right now. I mean, I'm going with Neville.
I'm going to go with Swan. I think it's going to be a WrestleMania change for Neville.
Okay.
I don't think you beat Neville, though.
Who, Swan?
Well, I don't think you beat Neville. So if Swan retains, it'll be something.
Some
goofy. I don't think he's just going to beat Neville.
Right.
All right. Next match.
We'll see.
Yeah. Next match on the card, Mike.
Women's championship, a Raw Women's Championship match. Charlotte Flair versus Bayley.
It's
Charlotte's
keeping.
I agree.
They're going to continue with this, she's undefeated on pay-per-views thing.
And it just doesn't make sense right now. It's not the moment that Bayley needs, so we're all going to take.
And if Bayley loses, she can cut a baby face promo, and, she'll still be over. It's not going to hurt her.
Nope.
Right.
And maybe they got to build to something for WrestleMania, so we'll see what that looks like, too. Maybe Bayley, the fan, gets a WrestleMania moment by beating the streak of pay-per-views and winning the women's title at WrestleMania.
Right.
Completely agree.
Who knows?
Next match.
WWE Championship. AJ Styles versus John Cena. Again.
Ooh.
Possible show stealer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And I am going to say John Cena, baby.
Ooh.
I think John Cena, I do like the idea of the John Cena Undertaker. I don't know. I just have a feeling that he put AJ Styles over, and now it's time for the guy, the man, to reclaim his gold. John Cena's still a man.
I'm going to take AJ Styles. And I say that because 16-time World Heavyweight Championship reign for Cena, and I don't think you want to start that at the Rumble. That's a moment for WrestleMania.
Right.
That's true.
I'm going AJ.
You're going Styles.
He retains.
Okay. Hmm.
So that's going to be next the Raw?
Yeah, the next one is the Universal Championship. KO versus Roman Reigns with Jericho suspended above the ring in a shark cage.
Dustin, how much would you charge them for you to get up in that shark cage?
Oh, I'm terrified of heights. I really am. But I remember a long time ago at Mid-South Coliseum where they had Ronnie P. Gossett. Do you remember that name? He was a wrestling manager. He was suspended above the ring. So I think we're getting a little of this old school Memphis into the WWE right now. And I remember they used to throw things from the top of that cage, and it would throw a chain down or whatever. So they would still figure out a way to cheat. So it'd be interesting to see with these two guys, how funny they are, and how entertaining they are, what they're going to do a little bit different, I do think Roman Reigns wins the title. I think he beats Owens, and I think we'll start to see the Owens-Jericho feud build up to WrestleMania.
Yeah, and they did announce that this is a no DQ match also now.
Okay. As long as RoboCop does not come and open up that cage.
I remember that. I'm a huge RoboCop and Sting mark too, man. I love those guys.
Oh, but you got to admit that in the world of wrestling, it was horrible. Yeah. It was, man.
Could you imagine what WWE could do nowadays with RoboCop?
Like
the Terminator entrance from Triple H, I thought that was really cool. Hmm. Everything looks so realistic, like it was what was in the movie,
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as they don't do that to get Jericho out of the cage. I mean, as much as I want Jericho in the match, I don't want RoboCop coming out and saving him from the cage. I think I'm with Dustin. I think Reigns is going to win it.
Hurts you to say that, doesn't it?
It does. It does a lot. But for a story-wise, Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho can have a great feud. They'll be able to play off each other.
Hey, my favorite versus your favorite.
There we go. Well, now when it comes to things, Dustin, I'm still a Jericho guy before I'm anything else.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Have I ever told you the story about when I met Jericho?
I think so, but let me hear it.
Well, basically, long story short, by the time I got up to get his autograph, I was so mesmerized by meeting Chris Jericho that I didn't mind that he spelled my name wrong on the autograph. And he even asked me.
I love it.
He said, what's your name, man? I said, Derek, with one R. And he said, D-E-R-E-K. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And, I snapped out of it as I walked out of the store. My name is D-E-R-I-C-K, and my wife, I got hell from my wife on that one. She thought it was hilarious. Mike, who are you taking in the match?
Oh, that's great.
I'm taking Reigns. I think they took the U.S. title off of him so he wouldn't be another double champion.
Now, tell me again how he didn't he pin Kevin Owens already one time, 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring, Derek?
Probably, if I had to guess, because...
No, definitely did. I'm rubbing it in right
now.
Oh. You're not a Roman Reigns guy.
Oh, well.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, he's already pinned him, so they took the title off. It's just perfect. Roman Reigns is going to lead. Universal champion.
So that if Roman Reigns wins and, say, AJ Styles wins, does that mean we're probably going to get someone from Raw to win the Rumble?
Depends on who comes back in the Rumble.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good question.
Yeah. So, I hope we see a Kurt Angle appearance, though.
Oh, I see. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, before we actually pick our winner from the Rumble, what surprise entrances do you see? Entrance? Do you think we'll see?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle. I think you're going to see a return of Finn.
Definitely.
Finn Balor.
The return of who?
Finn. Finn Balor.
So, okay. I think that would happen too.
Carlito. I'm always going to predict Carlito every year because that is...
Carlito should go back. I'm not sure why.
I think the company he's
in... Everybody wants to go back, guys. Everybody wants to go back.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Look at John Morrison. He's a guy that... Rey Mysterio. How much money could they make off of him? Some guys just don't want to go back, man.
Yeah.
So, and I think the company he's in down in Puerto Rico, he's pretty much like the John Cena of that company, if I had to guess. So
right.
He's probably making the money he needs to make down there. Kind of like the Young Bucks. They make so much money on the indie circuit that you may never see them in an NXT or WWE.
Right, right.
So, any more surprise? Mike, some surprise entrance you got?
Well, the Balor, obviously, everybody's hoping for Angle. Don't know if it'll happen, but the rumors are even stronger now that, apparently he canceled a show the night before.
He got pulled off a show on Friday.
Yeah.
The Friday this weekend.
But then he apparently tweeted out, the Rumble's not going to happen. Sorry, guys.
Smokescreen.
Yeah.
When I saw him say that, instant smokescreen. It's a smokescreen. He has to. The fans would go nuts. That the roof would blow off the place if they heard the gold medal entrance.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that
we'll see.
I hope so.
I'll tell you another one. How about Shaq? What if Shaq comes out, eliminates Big Show, because they got to remind us of why they're going to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Isn't that a match?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I think that'd be cool.
Huh.
And yeah, he came out in the Rumble last year, didn't he?
Hit Big Show over the top rope.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Shaq can go over the top rope. I mean, easy. Oh, yeah. Boom. You got a WrestleMania match.
Wow. That's crazy. I'm doing a poll, Dustin, and I got three. Everyone got three numbers of entrance. I swear to God, I got the worst three numbers to get in a Royal Rumble pool. I got
1, 2, 3.
3, 9, and 19.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get 27. I wanted 27. I didn't get 30. I got 3. I mean, 3 has a chance to do me some damage in this pool, but no. All right, guys. The question at hand, who is going to – this Rumble for me is hard to call. This is probably the most unpredictable Rumble we have had in
– Yeah, most years you've got an idea going into it of who they're going to push and who's going to win. But this year, there's so many people.
There's so many wild cards. You've got Brock Lesnar. You've got Goldberg. You've got Undertaker. You've got, to me, Braun Strowman, I think, is a wild card. You've got Finn Balor comes back.
This would be a great time to have Bray Wyatt finally win a pay-per-view match.
Yeah. Is he in the – he's in the Rumble.
Yeah, he's in the Rumble.
Hmm. Man, Mike. Go ahead.
Just based off of what I think – might happen, I would say maybe Braun Strowman.
Oof.
And the reason I say that is because I could see Braun wrestling Roman Reigns for the Universal title at WrestleMania. Now, I also don't know if Braun is ready, but dude, he's so big, and they have been getting him over on TV. I mean, he's believable, absolutely, 100%. So, why not?
Mike, who are you going to take?
I was going Braun Strowman.
Yeah, 2 for Strowman. Wow.
Wow.
I think it's,
I like it.
It's time.
I like it.
Just keep pushing him.
I'm going to take Balor in a return, comes back and wins the Rumble, just like Cena and Triple H have done. On his return, he's going to come back and win the Rumble. I'm taking Finn Balor. I love it.
Okay, but Cena and Triple H are Cena and Triple H. Well, Finn Balor's not on that level yet, man.
Well, he was the first Universal Champion. It makes sense to go after whatever Universal Champion is going to be at WrestleMania.
So then we'll see Roman Reigns versus Finn Balor at WrestleMania?
Maybe. It's not as far-fetched as, I mean, not to say you guys' picks are far-fetched, but, you know, if he's going to have a lot of fanfare when he comes back. People have been missing him. He's a great.
Okay.
That's just my pick. You know, I'm more than likely, I'm 99% chance I'm going to be wrong.
But, I would love to be surprised by this and have somebody that nobody expects.
Okay. Well, you guys want to move into our trivia segment now? I'm really excited for this one.
Can you feel it, sir? It's time for a little bit of wrestling trivia.
Here's how it's going to work this week. Normally, we do like a top 10 list question or something like that. What we're going to do is I've got two rounds of questions, three questions each. You guys get 3-point values per round, 5, 10, 15 points. I'll ask the question. How do we say we wanted to do it, Mike?
You got to wager first, obviously.
Okay, wager how much you want to put on it. So you can use either 5, 10, or 15 once per round, and then you'll give me the answer to the question. Does that sound right? Sound good? Sound fair? The last question.
Sounds confusing.
Yeah. Okay. So, three questions per round. You can use each point value once, 5, 10, or 15. The last question I'm going to ask after the two rounds is going to be a wager. You can wager whatever points. Now, if you get the question wrong, you lose those points.
Right.
But if you get it right, you're going to win those points. So, does it make sense, Dustin? I'm trying not to confuse
you. Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool.
No, it does.
All right, so your first question in the first round, and these are all going to be Royal Rumble questions.
Okay.
Put your phone down.
No,
I'm watching. Put your phone down.
I'm not checking.
I'm watching
anything.
You. I'm watching you.
I had a message.
All right.
I might not have time for all the questions.
I will get through them. They're pretty quick. It's not. I'm not. Okay. We'll get through it as fast as we can. All right. Question one: the first round. How many different back-to-back Royal Rumble winners have there been? How much you guys want to wager on this one? Or put a...
Oh, you said it's 5, 10, 15?
Yep.
Okay. I'll do 10
okay.
on this one.
Mike's got 10 on this one. Dustin?
I'll do the same.
Okay. Okay. And
so how do we answer?
All right. How many different back-to-back Royal Rumble winners have there been?
I'm going 3.
Mike says 3. Dustin?
I'm going 4.
4. The correct answer is 3. Hulk Hogan won in 90-91, HBK in 95-96, and Austin in 97-98. Who?
I was thinking there was one more.
So Mike, yeah, got 10 points. All right, next question. Second round. Round 1, question 2. Who has the most appearances in the Royal Rumble?
Who?
How much you want to wager?
15.
Yeah, I'm going 15 and I'm going big on this one.
Okay. You're putting 15 on it. What'd you guys answer?
Hey, you can go ahead, Dustin. Yeah,
I am going to say Kane.
Damn, that's who I was going to say, too.
Both took Kane. Kane is the correct answer because he also had appearances as Isaac Yankum and Fake Diesel.
I think he's eliminated more people than anyone else, too.
Thinks it's either him or Triple H because Triple H has a lot of Royal Rumble
records.
All right. Let's see. Who... Last question, the first round. Who holds the most Royal Rumble victories at 3? So y'all would both be using a 5 on
That'll
this
be
one.
A 5. Well, I will say Stone Cold.
Dustin?
Stone Cold, Stone Cold, Stone Cold.
98, 99, and 2001?
The answer is Stone Cold Steve Austin. So Mike got 30 points that round. Dustin got 20. We'll move on to round two here. Who is the only person to win the Royal Rumble from the same spot twice? As in,
right,
he was in the first spot, second
entry,
spot.
Right.
How much you guys wager?
I need to get Christopher on the phone with me. Where's the enforcer? Who's the enforcer?
What's your wager, guys?
Yeah, I need my squad with me, guys.
Hey, we will see them Thursday at Cerrito Live Trivia at the Green Beetle downtown. What time is kickoff?
I believe it's 8 p.m.
Yep, that sounds right.
It is 8 p.m.
Which I will be there. I will see you.
8 p.m. bell time. And guys, I hate to run, but I really got to go.
Okay. Well, Dustin, thank you so much, man. Well, you lost to Mike then.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, you're going to be at the game tomorrow?
Knows, because the next time we talk, I want to be bragging about how I got all the Royal Rumble matchups correct.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've got everything right now.
I hope it's a really good one because I'm going to be at WrestleMania this year.
Really?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
So
the five stars.
Maria, Brady, and Dreadhead Kev will be there.
Awesome.
Others have said they're going, but we have our tickets and we have our hotel. We're ready. We're going to be there. It's going to be awesome.
Well, before you go, pimp out your social media.
At Dustin Starr, the two R's.
All right, man.
I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. And so you'll be at Trivia, right?
Yes, I will see you there.
All right. See you there, man.
All right. Thanks,
thank you,
Dustin.
Guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Dustin.
All right. Well, thank you, Dustin, five star, for joining us. Mike, we can finish up.
I win.
You win, but we'll finish up Trivia.
I guess no need to wager now. But
who is the only person to win the Royal Rumble from the same spot twice?
Oh. Well, I mean, this makes it somewhat easier because we know who's won it twice. Damn. Is it Triple H?
No. The answer is Batista.
Batista.
28,
okay.
Both times. Who holds the record for most eliminations in a single Royal Rumble?
Okay, now I know it was Kane at one point, but then didn't Roman Reigns take it?
Roman Reigns did it at 12. Who holds the shortest time in the Royal Rumble?
I know Taz went out really quick one year, but he wasn't the one. It was Santino
Marella.
Yes.
Okay, so your finale question, which you could have wagered points, but I want you to put these four wrestlers in order by how many eliminations they got in the Rumble they were in. It's four separate years.
Okay.
Let's see. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Sid Justice, CM Punk, Hulk Hogan. Put them in order by their most eliminations in a Rumble.
Do we know what years those were?
All right. let's see. CM Punk was 2011.
Okay.
Hogan was 89. Austin was 97. And I don't have a year for Sid Justice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be rough.
Yeah, this is a good final question. Like, these are those questions you get at Hooters, and you're like, fuck!
Yeah. It's like, look at the score. We're winning by enough to where I don't have to wager anything. But I'm going to go... No, I'll say... Sid, Hogan, CM Punk, Austin.
No.
Okay.
It was Stone Cold with 10 in 1997. Hulk Hogan in 1989. CM Punk was 7 in 2011, and then Sid Justice was 6.
Okay.
So how crazy is that CM Punk got has more eliminations in one Rumble than Hogan did, or no, I'm sorry, than Sid Justice did.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Good stuff, though.
Yeah, that was a fun segment. I really like it.
Yeah.
I think you're up. No, actually, next week we're going to have a special guest host for trivia, I believe.
Okay.
A man by the name of Shaggy. I think he's going to work up some.
All right.
So.
Sweet.
It'll be either you and me, or you, me versus Dan, or you, me, and Dan, all three, triple threat match or something like that.
And I'm good any day next week.
I'm glad you're. Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll be able to get Dan and him on next Wednesday, and we'll be able to. That's going to be fun if Shaggy's asking the questions. So that's all I've got for this week. Can't wait for the Royal Rumble. It's going to be a great time. You look like you want to say something.
I'm just ready for the Rumble.
I am so
and
awesome.
Actually, first I'm ready for the Bobby Roode entrance.
Yes.
And then I'm ready for
Rumble. Actually, and then I'm ready for the Nakamura entrance.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready for the Rumble.
Yeah.
So, as we like to end every episode, we like to do Superstar of the Week. So, Mike, I ask you, who is your
Superstar of the Week?
For dumb reasons. For very dumb reasons. Goldberg.
Okay.
Just because he came out bloody.
Just because
and
he concussed himself and screwed up a promo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Superstar of the Week for me. Dustin Five Star for coming on the show, of course. I'm going to go with Sami Zayn for beating Seth Rollins to get a slot in the Royal Rumble on top of having a great match with him.
And then I'm going to throw in one since I wasn't on last week. Mark Henry for letting me take a picture with him. At the Grizzlies game.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
Dreadhead Kev said his is oversell.
Sweet.
We're a superstar. We're a Superstar of the Week. Well, folks.
Glad we could help you, Kev. Get it SmackDown, you know?
Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad you got to go.
Yeah.
And it was a fun show. Folks, that's going to be it for this week. The easiest way to listen to this podcast is to subscribe on iTunes, and while you're there, be sure you check out the review system. Leave us a 5-star review. Leave us some comments. We'll read them on the air. I guess I need to check and see if anyone's actually reviewed us. Mike, why don't you plug the website and what we have at the website?
We have an Amazon link on the website, right under the main player. People still do online shopping. I mean, it's like it wasn't just a fad that people thought about. It really happens. Everybody shops on Amazon. You know, it's only like 11 months until Christmas. Christmas season starting up already. Get your Christmas shopping done early.
Hey, I used our own Amazon link to purchase something.
Yeah,
I bought a card game that I really wanted to play, and I went through oversellpodcast.com and purchased that card game. Early American Chrononauts. I'll put it on my new YouTube show I'm doing called Derek Plays, which
we're going to try something with that soon.
Oh, my God. We're going to try to play the WWE, the board game, which, like,
it came out 10 years ago.
We were so excited when it came out because we thought it was just going to be nothing but trivia and shit like that.
It's going to be awesome.
And it's nothing like that.
And we started reading the instructions, and that was it. That was as far as we got.
We'll get it figured out. We'll get it figured
Hopefully.
Out.
Hopefully.
Folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast, Facebook.com/Oversell Podcast. Derek Oversell, DerickOverSell.
At WolfMike23.
And that's it, folks. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Oversell Podcast.